Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gisto. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Ruel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Pratt covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Wood moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. O'Neill moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gisto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-1 in the game. Gisto hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Gisto reaches second base with a double. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to home to get Speaker. Gisto moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-1 in the game. Leibold hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a line drive into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans bunts for a single. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up towards first. Gisto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gisto hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Gisto moves to second. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gisto scores. Gardner moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. Wood goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Indians. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into right field. Wood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. O'Rourke scores. Rule moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. George Burns pinch hits for Herb Pennock. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rule scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-2 in the game. Leibold hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kurt Fullerton now pitching. Joe Dugan now playing shortstop. Eddie Foster now playing third base. Charlie Jamison pinch hits for Joe Evans. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Fullerton fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fullerton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Jamison now playing left field. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive towards first. Gisto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto juggles the ball. That's an error on Gisto. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins pinch hits for Kurt Fullerton. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Gisto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 3 in the game. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leibold for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Quinn now pitching. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Neill for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive towards third. Foster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 3 in the game. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a pop-up towards second. Pratt can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gisto bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Rule bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benkar pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Benkar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.